It's like Sophie's Choice. Like, oh my God, what's going to have to go and what's going to have to stay?
Is
he going to keep kind of the same set, or is it going to be like different at different venues?
I kind of hope it's different at different venues, because since we're going to see him multiple times, maybe we'll get different songs each time. That's what I'm kind of thinking. And he's in practice of all of these songs already because he's been playing them. So
I mean, we all know my favorites, like Figure You Out. I'm always like, that's kind of like the, we're going to take it down a notch.
Yeah,
I'm
sit down for a second.
Keyboard.
Which he can't even sit still. Like, he can't even
whenever
sit
I see
still
him,
when he's playing the keyboard. Like,
it gives Ralph the Muppet energy, where he's like, just tickling the old ivories. But then, like, with a song we'll be mentioning in today's episode,
yeah,
which I just discovered recently, Where Have I Been? It's the one that kind of almost like, if there's going to be a mosh pit, it's going to be to that
song. Yeah, they're jamming out. There's a couple of songs that they're like really jamming to, and that kind of extends the length of the song because they're just like jamming to it. So it's really fun, though.
How do you start a mosh pit?
Stacey.
Man, I'm telling you, first of all, the content has been on point. Thank you to everyone who has been taking photos and footage and just talking about their experiences, because it looked like him and his bandmates were having the best time. But it was so fun to see him like kind of like getting in his element and becoming more comfortable and having more fun and being more playful. Like, that guy, he can do a really good fake fall backwards. Like, we're talking about doing laundry earlier, and I'm like, I don't do it on the floor. I want to get back up. He falls to the floor. He's running around. He's, you know, twirling around the guitar. And I'm like,
he's like laying down on stage like once per song.
Yeah. He's giving like puppy energy right now. Like
a puppy with the
zoomies.
And
then like, yeah, the zoomies.
Wait,
and then
what did you call them? The zoomies?
You're welcome, everybody.
Okay, so welcome back to our Joe mini episodes of Skull Rock Broadcast, where each episode we are going to be delving into two of Joe, who is Joe Keery, the musician, two of his songs, and kind of just getting into our interpretation of the lyrics, trying to learn the lyrics so that we're ready for tour, and just kind of sharing any personal connections that we have to the song. So what is the first song that we're going to be listening to today?
We're going to be doing Flash Mountain.
Yes.
Off 2020.
It's yes.
Which, when the first performance that he did at the festival, when I found out that was on the set list, I was pumped. I was like, because I feel like Decide was the main final that I really, really got into. And then I was like, all right, let me check out 2020. And just recently I went, Flash Mountain, that's kind of a banger. Like, that's a good dance song.
Yeah.
And I just really like love it. It gets you hyped up. Like, if you're driving, listening to it, you're speeding no matter what. I don't care who you are.
It's one of those songs.
That's a really fun one that gets the energy going. And what's our second song?
Let's save it as a surprise. No, it'll be in the show notes. So we're going to talk about Go For It, which is one of my absolute favorites. So super excited to talk about both of these songs today. And hopefully he will add Go For It to the set list. I would love to see it at one of my shows. So Joe, if you're listening. So we're going to re-listen to like the first half of Flash Mountain and then come back and chat about it.
What a bop.
Oh my gosh. So much fun. So to talk lyrics, there's not a lot of lyrics for this because it repeats. So the main like thing that's repeating over and over again is, you're on your own. Flash Mountain is getting you up. That's right. And that's what kind of like repeats over again, starts like changing up a little bit where it's like, tonight, all right, I said Flash Mountain is getting you up. That's right.
Right away, I was like, is that slang for something? I didn't find anything.
I have no idea, but
a lot of people I know mix it up with Splash Mountain. Nope, we're not talking Splash Mountain. Never forget.
No. I was having struggles trying to tell my phone to play this song because first.
Getting the ride music?
First, because I like try to tell Siri to.
Oh, God.
Don't listen to me, Siri.
Yeah.
I try to tell Siri to play Joe all the time, and that does not go over well.
Joe was like, a J. You're like, no.
Yeah, it starts playing some not Joe
some
Keery.
Stuff.
Sometimes I've been trying to, I've been saying, like, play Joe Keery, and Siri just plays End of Beginning, like, not just like, stop, I'm not talking to you right now.
Go on.
So that's one thing about this, like, name that he chose for himself, that it's very confusing for Siri. But then I'm really into this singer Trevor Hall, so I kept saying, like, play Flash Mountain, and it would just play The Mountain by Trevor Hall, which
they're like, we know
also,
exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I was like, I love that song, Siri, but that's not what I'm trying to listen
You're
to
like,
right now.
Not right now.
Yeah,
that's why I love when he goes, it's Joe, it's my name, but it's different. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. But sure. Let me, since we're talking about Trevor Hall and, like, mountains, my favorite venue for live music is Red Rocks outside of Denver, Colorado.
Bucket list one day.
And I've been there multiple times. I've seen Trevor Hall there like three times. And
it's an experience, right?
Yeah. I would love to manifest hearing this song specifically, Flash Mountain, because I feel like it would be so good
in the mountain
at Red Rocks. Yeah. So just putting that out there.
Manifest.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know if Red Rocks shows for the summer have been all announced yet. Like,
come on, Joe.
I'll be on a plane, man.
Oh, yeah. So I just discovered this song. I don't know where I've been.
Well, you haven't really listened to 2020 as much,
that's
right?
That's the thing.
So this song is from his first album, 2020, which came out in 2019.
And he even said, he was like, oh, it was mostly, you know, I wrote a lot of it and recorded a lot of it at my house and stuff. It was his first album under this name. And, you know, I liked a few songs from it, but I didn't, like, dive deep into it like I did with Decide. And then I'm like,
yeah.
Nope, okay, I got it on vinyl. I got to really explore it. And Flash Mountain, when I listened to it, I was like, first of all, it's a great bop. Sounds like something you could really dance to. You know, there's a lot of great guitar solos in it, but kind of it almost sounds like Beach Boyish. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's just kind of like the beat and the sound of his voice of them all singing together. It's like if, I don't know, the Beach Boys were doing something now, you know, and they're all young men, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's so like, it feels like a summer song. It feels like you just get everything going. And once I saw that it was something on his set list, I was like, oh my God, you know, like that's going to get the crowd going, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I think that 2020 in general, you can definitely see like the Beatles influences too.
Definitely.
And we know Joe loves the Beatles. I love the Beatles. But also kind of unrelated, but I really want to watch the documentary that's on Disney Plus because I've never seen it. And
is it about the Beatles?
Yeah. It's long. Which is why I've never like made the commitment to like sit down and watch it. But I recently, I feel like I heard Joe talking about like watching that and how like that sort of like inspired some of the stuff he did for this new album too.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, I definitely want to watch that. But like there's a song by the Beatles called A Day in the Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I really love that song because it's like, and I feel like it's similar to sometimes what Joe does in his music because it's got this like sound and you think it's one thing. And then there's this like part where like all of this, the sound just kind of like gets really like chaotic and dissonant. And then there's like this sharp cut and it like sounds like a completely different song. And I feel like he does that sometime and
took some
in
inspiration.
His
yeah.
Yeah. And just like the vibe, I feel like of Flash Mountain, like gives me like Beatles vibes too, especially like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club. Like,
I was
going to
say
album.
That era. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So huge fan and yeah, love this song. The rest of the lyrics right before like the whole like jamming part where on Spotify, the lyrics, it just says like rock.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I don't know if that is like a word that he says or if it just means like we're rocking out right now.
We're rocking out watching Curie.
But he does say, I don't want it. I don't need it. Better off without it. I won't use it. I'll abuse it. Flash floods, baby, get on up. Let's rock. So, I mean, you could interpret that however I feel like you would want to interpret it. But
yeah.
I think we've talked a lot about how he, that one lyric he has where it's like, less may be best for me.
Yeah. In the age of excess.
Yeah. So it's like, there's so many things that this could be kind of like referring to with like, not like wanting to go too far into doing something because maybe you'll get kind of hooked on it and you'll use it in an unhealthy way.
Yeah. Especially like in the industry. On the road, you're going to party or you're not going to party. And if you do party, you kind of got to know when to be a lady and when to leave, you know? Like, when the ice sculpture starts to melt, it's time to bow out, you know, because some bad decisions might happen. So,
a girl's got to learn.
A girl's got to learn. As he's fighting for his life, I'm like, yep.
So, I love it. I love it so much. You want to listen to the rest?
Yes, please.
All right. Stacey had a little preview of me jamming out.
It's adorable, actually. I was like, yeah, look at her. She's jamming out.
It's so good. Oh, my gosh. Like, definitely, like, the most, like, danceable song. And we've seen that he's playing it live. And hopefully he will continue to play it live because, like, I feel like it's, like, the most fun live song of his.
Yeah, and like they could do this long guitar solo with it. And it's like, it's something to get the crowd pumped, which clearly he's getting more and more into. But definitely I can see that. And I really, I'm praying because I want to see Megan start the mosh pit with me to that song. You're well, like, I don't know you.
And also, I said I wasn't sure if he says the word rock or if it was just rock. And I did hear it. It was like this voice and it was like, rock.
I thought it was a dog bark. And I was like, that's a weird effect. No, he says rock.
Yeah. But okay. So I think these lyrics are very Beatles coded too. So the other little lyrics that are in here, information on the road, everything you know. Bending backwards throughout time, the history of mankind. Like, are we high?
Probably.
I'm here for it. So
I'm here for it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that's
good.
Such a fun song.
It's good. Oh. And then basically you just have like the same words repeated over and over again.
I don't know. It just sounds so cool. I'm like, man. Wrote that at your house? It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a bop, like you said. So much fun. Just, I can't believe this song is only like 4.5 minutes long.
I know.
Because it feels longer than that. And I'm sure it is longer than that, like the live version, but.
Yeah, because he's running around on stage.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Doing handstands, cartwheels.
Maybe we'll get there.
We might, you know.
All right. Do you want to talk about our next song?
All right. Our next song is actually one of the ones you recommended when I first, you know, learned that he was a musician. And it's called Go For It Off to Side.
All right. Let's listen to the beginning of Go For It. Oh, I love this song.
So
pretty. I feel
pretty.
Like his voice sounds like so rich.
Like butter.
Yeah. And like the jarring sounds at the beginning, like similar to Half-Life, I feel like the intro.
Like electronic key, like synthesizers. Very pretty, actually.
Yeah. And I do remember he did a couple interviews back when he was talking about Decide. I know one of them was the Switched on Pop interview that I feel like I talk about a lot.
That's a great one,
There was another really good one that I have to, like, figure out. I think it was a podcast because I definitely listened to it in the car. Just about, like, the sounds that he, like, uses and, like, just the production piece was, like, interesting to, like, listen to him talk about.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know a lot about that, but just, like, how, like, I just don't know, like, how he would find these sounds, like, to use.
It's almost like another art form.
Yes.
Finding those kind of sounds that would actually work with the music in the background and his lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And so this is just, like I said last time, too, like, it's very poetic. Mm. I'm going to read some of the lyrics. Somehow we're here, a love to last 1,000 years. It sinks, it might change, took this long to feel this way. And the change, again, is another kind of like, it comes back. Like, it's the title of another song, Change. So we've got like these words that kind of repeat over and over throughout this album. But I think that anybody that has been in a relationship, so I'm basically like basing this on like my personal experience.
Yeah.
Sometimes you, especially when you've been in a relationship for a long time, like you get to that point where things are starting to shift. And like you think any time that you start a relationship, you think it's going to last forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in love, but things happen. Things change in relationships. And the next line is communication breaks, then trust starts to fray. Unmeet needs 40 ways. I hear go for it. So,
and I would say, like, at least in my point of view, like, communication, as cliche as it is, it's key.
Yeah.
And I feel like once you start, like, stop that communication, that's kind of like when you're starting to maybe sink or drift apart.
Right. And there's that, like, point sometimes where it's like, it's going to either sink or swim. Like,
yep.
And you don't really know in this song what the go for it is referring to. And
yeah.
I did listen to him talk about this again on a podcast before, and he kind of said that he likes that it's kind of ambiguous, because it's like, what are you going for? Like, and I think the go for it part can be kind of like applied not just to relationships, but just like anything in your life that you're not really sure about.
Yeah,
like,
you're gonna take a chance on it, or are you just gonna be like, are you gonna walk away, go for it? You're gonna stay, go for it.
Yeah exactly. So that's where we stopped, so let's listen to the rest. I love this so much.
It's so pretty.
Like, so I hear go for it. It's a harder thing to do than to say. So just like we were just saying, like, it's easy to just say, go for it. But to actually take the action, whatever that action is, is a lot harder. So,
you know,
can totally relate to that line.
It's just, this seems like a really raw, I don't know where his headspace was, but definitely, like, it sounds like he's putting it out there. And, you know, just, I don't know, like, especially, like, the beat towards the end, the boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom, boom, boom. I got to hear Megan make those same exact sounds as she was jamming out. I'm like,
was I making noise?
It was so cute. It was so cute.
I thought I was doing it silently.
Oh, no. It was great.
But, yeah, so he there's some, like, specific things here about, like, having a misunderstanding, like, really... Again, like, this could be a romantic relationship, but with any relationship, like, when you hit that, like, point where the trust isn't there, there's been a miscommunication, and you're trying to, like, work it out, like, I feel like the music is, like, demonstrating that conflict between the
two
people. But then there's the contrast of his voice and how, like, smooth and, like, gorgeous he sounds when he's singing.
True.
So it's like there's definitely a lot of, like, contrast in the song. But the lyrics, 1 week and 4 years, you know my ways, I know your fears, but then there's a misunderstanding, but what will it take to hear me out? Communication breaks, then trust starts to fray, unmeet needs 40 ways. And then we've got the basically the chorus over again.
Whatever that, you know, those years stand for, let it be a relationship or a situation, you know, you've put in a lot of time, you know,
yeah.
So what are we going to do about it now? So I don't know, maybe this was a preview of things to come further down the line, you know, third album. And, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember you recommended that song. You were like, give it a lyric and write it. Give it a lyric.
Give it a listen.
To the lyrics. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. And I just really love how it's almost like that, what do you call it, a bridge of just that beat that you were doing a really good job at. Just going, I was like, this is really nice. And it segues into the next song. Like, it's almost like this one big story that he's telling Indecide.
Yeah, Indecide, it's really cool to listen to the whole album, like from start to finish, because like you said, there is like a through line to the album. And this is towards, is this like the middle of the album?
I think so.
Oh, it's towards the end, but not the end. So after this, we get Figure You Out and Slither, which are both really good as well.
And they almost kind of like, I feel like Figure Out is almost on the same thing, like kind of it slows things down a little bit and stuff.
Figure You Out, yeah, like it's like kind of like maybe this, the conflict here is finally starting to like get figured out. But then I think Slither leaves on sort of like a, it's still a little uneasy. You're still not really sure. Like we haven't decided.
Yeah, it's kind of back and forth.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like that the beat kind of slows down with those three songs because it's like, here we go. Things are getting a little serious, you know? Yeah. So very, very pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Beautiful.
Well, that was so much fun. And well, the one little lyric at the end that I've never noticed before is, it's a harder thing to do than to say.
Yeah.
But then there's like an aside where there's this voice saying, so don't say a thing.
I didn't realize that's what it said. That's so
cute. Yeah. So I liked that too. All right. Well, thanks for, you know, indulging us in talking about these lyrics that we love and this music that's so much fun and manifesting that we get to hear Go For It live. All right. Peace out.
Peace out.